LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Friday night, and you know what that means, don't ya? You can't be saved. You've gone and dug your grave, and it's getting deeper by the minute. Well, you had to turn your back, ain't cutting you no slack. Hooked on your lies, you have me going. Coming in tonight, live, over a telephone, the coolest geek on the planet, Grant Imahara. Also hanging out with us tonight, the Sinister Minister. Also, shit tonight. Well, got a little bit of news, a little bit of an apology, whole lot of technical static mumbo jumbo. We'll get that worked out. All tonight on the next greatest episode of Spank Wagon Radio. I think I figured out what happened to the regular intros.
What happened?
You see, I renamed the folder. I renamed the folder doing some work today. Spaced off that I had to rename all of the M3U files.
Man.
Whoops! And now I got all kinds of static on my line. Did that just static on yours?
Yeah, it did. I don't know if that's you or me, though.
That's one of us. Whoops! A little loud.
Is it me?
Are we pegging everything today? No, we're not pegging. All right!
It's as soon as I pull on this.
That's usual for
Well,
you.
That's you, yeah. For whatever reason, I'm coming a little hot, so I'm going to turn everybody down a little today. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday night. I am your host, Trencher. It is now time for the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
Ah.
Spankwagon Radio.
Spankwagon Radio.
Spankwagon Radio. Wait, I have a new way that we should intro the show. Tell me what you think of this one, okay? Am I up?
You know what? I don't know yet. Hold on. We're trying a new switch.
Experiment?
Yep, try. Go ahead. Oh, do yeek.
Sound familiar there, buddy?
Oh, Jesus.
This was the highlight of Decap's day the other day when he beat my 10-year-old daughter at Super Smash Brothers Melee.
I beat her to the ground, baby. Beat her to the ground.
Yeah, only took 20 minutes. Holy cow. Oh. There we go. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of noise on my mic.
Don't mess with Peach, baby. Don't mess with Peach.
Yeah, you kept getting your ass... Damn, I'm popping like a motherfucker today.
Yeah, you got your ass handed to you there, bud.
Constantly by a 10-year-old. That's the best part.
No, I was beating a 10-year-old. I could beat Carla. She was with my ass.
Wow, look at it. We got a lot of people in the chat room today. Guys, we have some interesting news if we pull this off the way we want to. Not only will we have Grant Imahara on the phone, you will be able to call in and ask questions.
Yes, hopefully... Are you hearing the popping every time I'm talking?
It's not necessarily when you talk. It's just in general at random times.
Oh, this is going to get annoying if this popping lasts all fucking night. We'll have to reboot the building.
Oh, no.
Hey.
I told you not tonight. You're not allowed to pull that shit on me tonight.
Yeah, I know.
After I did what I did to get this interview.
I know. Tonight we have to have everything working. Everything needs to work. All right, so, yeah, tonight we have coming in the studio...
The Sinister Minister. Sinister
but
Minister.
Over the phone in the second half of the show...
We'll have Grant Imahara.
We're going to have Grant on the line, and we, you know, and it is one of those little inspired moments that I had this afternoon, because I've been playing with stuff, and I'm like, you know what? We've been doing this all wrong. We've been running Murphy all the way over there, hooking in wires and plugs and outlets and stuff.
Woohoo!
When we could have just been plugging him in over here the way the studio's been set up for the past 4 years. Damn it.
When have we ever done anything the easy way?
Never. Ever, ever, ever. But then today I also got to realizing, hey, wait a minute.
Oh, not with that creepy voice you didn't.
Oh, no. I don't use a creepy voice that often, only when I'm alone by myself. Kind of redundant.
No, I used it a lot 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yes.
Oh, Jesus.
Now, we'll get to Quaalude Man later on. And
we also, tonight, will have an actual tech product review.
If we could find time.
Hopefully we do. Like,
we may not have time this show.
Well, then let's do it right now.
Okay, why don't you take it? I'm going to work on this.
All right, you work on that. Guys, there's a story that goes along with it. For those of you that have not played with it yet, and I've mentioned, I think, once or twice on the air here, there's a nifty little service out there called Umail. I'm a big fan of this product. It's brand new, and it is free for right now. At the beginning of the year when it goes live, there will be a monthly charge for it. I started using it and got a phone call from the guys at Umail wanting to know, basically, hey, we've got a reporter who's going to be doing a huge article on us for Newsweek magazine. Do you want to be part of the people interviewed? And I said, oh, yeah, uh-huh. Little light bulbs started going off in my head. I called Trench and I said, hey, bro, guess what? The wagon's going to be in Newsweek. And I think he shit himself. I think a little poo actually did come out.
Yeah, you know, the whole thing is, though, I thought the wagon was going to be in Newsweek based upon the merits of the wagon.
Give me time.
Okay.
Give me time. Because I'm on the way to that, and you know it. So, anyway, so I do the interview. The article is in Newsweek. And guess what? Not only is there no mention of me or the other 9 people that were interviewed, the bitch even used one of my lines and didn't even give me credit for it. Damn. So I'm very upset. But, so since I do have a little bit of time here, I am going to demo this product to you. It's called Umail. And, again, this is something I'm a big fan of. One of the neat things you can do with Umail is you set up a voicemail system according to caller ID. So someone calls you, and if their number matches whatever you've pre-plugged into there, a special voicemail message will be played for them. So you can set up ones for your friends, for your family, like I want to do here with us, for our guests. And then you can create a neat little system called Ditch Mail, where it plays a message but doesn't allow the person to leave a message when it's done. So I have set this up here. Now, if anyone else calls my phone...
Now, wait. Does Ditch Mail, all it does is it goes through and acts like it's going to take a message
no,
and then...
it plays a message and then doesn't do anything.
Doesn't give a beep or anything.
No, it just hangs up.
Oh, nice.
That is a neat little thing. So when people normally call my phone that I haven't plugged in there, it says, you've reached the voice mailbox of Chris. Please leave your name and number, you know, blah, blah, blah. But for the station, I did something interesting. Can you go ahead and... are you done fucking around?
Sort of.
Okay. Here, let me get...
dial that number up.
All right, listen for it here. It's dialing. Okay, go ahead. So it's ringing here as normal. Let me send it right to voicemail.
Okay.
Howdy, you've reached Murphy from Spankwagon.net. Feel free to leave a message. I need your name, phone number, and cup size so that I can call you back and fondle you at my earliest convenience. Thank you very much. Ray boobies!
So, yeah, that was done. That was done specifically for Spankwagon Radio.
Okay.
I have ones for the wife. I have one for the ex-wife. I have one for a couple of other people. And I got to tell you guys, it is a really neat thing. You can have a lot of fun with this. I think I've actually set up a Ditch Mail for Ken there once or twice this week. He wasn't able to leave me a message. And I got to tell you, as a free service, it's really neat. As it's a pay... Whoa, hello. Wow, I couldn't hear anything for a second. For a pay service, I don't know how much I'd be willing to pay for it. If it came as part of the normal bill.
Well, okay, so.
Do you know how much it is?
They haven't announced what the pricing is going to be yet.
So let me ask this question then, just out of my own curiosity's sake. So, what basically, how is it intercepting those calls?
Caller ID. It sees the caller ID and it matches it to a database. And one of the cool things you can do is online on Umail's website, you can manage and create your database. You can actually play and record individual messages for people off of the website,
now,
not off of the
phone. You're missing the technical aspect of it. What happens here is when someone calls your number and it goes to voicemail for Singular or Verizon type services, it actually re-forwards it to another phone number.
Oh, you mean on your phone?
Yes.
Yeah, what you have to do on your phone is it's real simple. You just have
to
go in. Sorry. What you do is you go to your phone. Exactly. You go to your phone and you actually tell it to dial a different phone number. You just have to go into your phone, change your settings. On pretty much any phone, it's very simple to do. On the UMail website, it actually allows you to... gives you instructions on step-by-step for most of the phones.
So is the phone number one that you have to get, or is that one you
It's one they provide for you.
See, it's like services like Sprint. Sprint could never use this because Sprint actually does everything based upon where you're calling from. In other words, same with Nextel. If you're calling from your phone, it recognizes the caller ID and then forwards it, which means you cannot give it another number to dial and forward all your messages to. So what happens here, you call in, let's say, to Murph's phone. Mm-hmm. It dials into that phone. It goes to voicemail. Voicemail then sends it to that phone number that's really the voicemail box. Uh-huh. And that's how you can set up all these things. Because then it'll recognize the caller ID and then sort through all of its different folders. How many different message boxes can you set up on this?
Up to 100.
Okay. So you can actually set up multiple boxes.
Oh, yeah. I've got 7 or 8 going right now. And like I said, the UMail website, it's pretty nice. You can actually and record the messages right there from the website
itself. And you know, the interesting thing, as I was looking at it, the interface was great. I can't use it because I'm on Sprint.
Yeah.
But the interface itself is a very nice, clean, concise interface. So now that was nice.
The downside is the interface is not really Safari friendly.
I use Firefox.
Yeah, I've got Firefox, the new 2.0, and it was really nice on that. Safari, it's kind of lacking. I think it's Safari's bad Java support.
You know, and that's just it. Safari passed the acid test. It can handle tables and style sheets and everything like a champ. Cannot do Java worth a shit sometimes.
Yeah.
Of course, Vert will probably hop in the chat room and argue with me, but that's all right.
It'd be a hell of a day for him to miss it, wouldn't it?
Yeah, really.
No, Juke, it does not work on a ground phone. It's for cell phones only.
Why wouldn't it? Well, easy, it wouldn't work on ground phones because of the caller ID and the forwarding of the voicemail.
Exactly.
Now, unless, I don't see why they don't have something like that.
It may be something they can expand into.
Maybe like a computer VoIP. I mean, obviously it could be for a VoIP phone.
Yeah. And also, you know, any of you that have Vonage, you'll like this. Going into the UMail website, I can not only see my voicemails, it shows me all the ones that have come in and shows me a list of the callers that have actually gone to voicemail.
Okay.
I can go through and play their voicemails off of my computer as well.
So you can check your voicemail from anywhere.
Exactly.
Is there a max number of
minutes or voicemail messages?
Voicemails or people that you can have voicemail boxes set for?
100 voicemail boxes is what I believe the limit is. If anybody else knows differently, please by all means let us know.
Okay.
See, here you go. Here's my call history showing all the calls that have gone to voicemail.
Interesting.
You can save them. You can delete them. I've got a current inbox.
Now, here's one question I have, and this is just for the computer security aspect. You're giving your phone number up, which may be an unlisted phone number. Yeah. Where and who are storing this information?
It's all being stored by UMail. Until they give me a reason not to trust them, I will. I haven't gotten any unsolicited phone calls. I haven't gotten any unsolicited mail.
Okay.
So it's all been very secure. And I'm sure they do have a privacy policy, I'm sure, that I can go through.
Well, I'm pretty much going to guarantee that their privacy policy is going to state some of the effect of the information that is the information provided to us by third parties, hence the user, is now ours. Very similar to the AT&T policy.
Yeah. Here, let me play this one. This one's kind of funny. Hopefully it'll play for me. I had a problem with it earlier. Let's see.
Hi, baby. It's me. I can't answer the phone because I'm doing stuff that makes you money or will probably piss you off. So, gorgeous, I love you. So leave me a message and I will get back to you just as soon as I can. Thank you.
Now, when the wife heard that the first time, she said, "Honey, you didn't have to change your voicemail message for that. All of your friends are going to know how sweet you are." I'm like, "No, honey, you're the only one who hears it." So,
fuck that. I would have lied.
I love it. The ex called me, and she got the voicemail. She said, "Oh, crap. What have you done? You've got a new toy for your phone. I'm sure you have. Call me back." It was funny. She just expects me to be fucking around with shit. So,
I mean, anybody who knows you knows that's going to happen.
Yeah, no shit. But I do honestly give the... give the umail.com system the full-on Murphy, you know, upswing of support.
Upswing of support.
The finger guarantee that it won't fuck you as long as I'm still using it. But if it looks like it's going to fuck you, that guarantee is null
bailed.
And void.
It means you've bailed on it.
Yeah, it means I've bailed. Okay. But it is neat. Like I said, the service is free until the beginning of the year when they go live. I do recommend trying to sign up. Signing up has been a little bit of a problem lately. They've been getting signups. When I spoke to the guys from UMail, they said they've been getting signups in the neighborhood of 9 to 10 a second.
Jesus!
It was featured on Gizmodo and on Slashdot within the same week.
So that will do it.
Yeah, that'll bring it to a crashing halt. But definitely, I mean, if you're not afraid to screw around with your phone and to try some different things, I definitely recommend it. It is easy to set your phone back to your to your normal settings. Let's see here. Right now, it is listed as compatible with Singular, Verizon, and T-Mobile.
That leaves out Sprint and Nextel, both of which, as I said earlier, don't allow you to change your forwarding.
Exactly. And they have a very strange proprietary system for doing things anyway. But it is neat.
You think if it gets popular, they're going to put limitations on it? You have to pay so much for so many emails.
You know, I'm thinking. There's got to be an income to it. There's got to be a money aspect to it.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it'll be a monthly service, and I'm sure there'll be different levels that you can upgrade to, you know, business side and then a normal side. It's, you know, it definitely is it's an interesting market that no one's tapped yet. So it is a new product. And I wish I'd gotten in on that on the ground floor, because when they sell this thing to whatever carrier is going to pay the most amount of money, it's going to make them
a dickload of money. Yeah. I mean, it's just going to make them tons of cash.
Oh, geez.
So, yeah, that's great. That's awesome.
Yeah, umail.com. Check it out. Sign up
for it. YOUMAIL.
Yeah.com.
You can send it to YOUMALE.com, and that's something entirely
different. Yeah, something else entirely. Hey, by the way, did we forget to mention that we have Grant Imahara on later on in
the
show,
yeah.
Guys?
Let's do the basics here. We didn't even kind of get to those yet. You are listening to Spankwagon Radio. We got to that. If you want to get in touch with us, of course, the lines will be open later on, 1-866-587-6257. That's our toll-free number in North America. You can also get a hold of us on the Cam and Chat link. Go to spankwagon.net. Our official home site, spankwagon.net. Click on the cam and chat link to join in. We will be taking we'll be taking questions from the chat room. We're going to have the phone line available if this works.
Today is not the day to be introverted, guys.
Yeah, today, I mean, if there's any day that you don't want to be, just sitting on your ass in front of your computer, using the left hand to use the mouse, you know what I mean? Today's the day you don't want to do that. Today's the day you're going to want to join in.
Don't be shy. Don't be shallow.
Yeah, today's the day that you guys come out of your shells, guys.
Just call one time. We want to hear your voice.
September day, to balance out the cock swinging, I'm painting my nails while listening to the show.
Okay.
Well, I guess if that balances it out.
Oh, my goodness.
Weird.
So we had a great weekend. All of us were there. The wedding and thus reception for El Chief.
And you know, last week I kind of had to do the whole show my fucking self.
Sorry, dude.
You know, I knew Chief wasn't gonna be there. I mean, come on. He's getting married the following day. He's got the dress rehearsal. Da 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 da. But you know, you called me. Oh, I can't make it. I'm doing a talk. It's gonna take 4 hours, and I understand why now. It's freaking lab coats.
Oh, Jesus. I swear to God, I knew it. As soon as we walked in, I'm like, he's picked out the gayest thing in here. I said to Keith, okay, if we have a race, I get to be Neo first. He so went with that. But when we walked in there, you got to remember, there were two schools in the area having their homecoming the next day. So there was
Wait a minute, homecoming's that dressy?
Yeah.
I don't remember homecoming being suit.
Well, yeah. See, here in this town, people don't ride the tractors to homecoming, though.
You know, that's funny, too, because I know people have done that.
Oh, Jesus.
I'll give you that point. But I mean, I didn't realize Tux is for homecoming. I thought it was a nice shirt tie.
Yes, no, Tux. There were Tuxes here, not in the Midwest, but they wear it here.
Wow.
In this town, they'll come up with any reason to put you in a Tux.
Park in a car.
You don't bring someone a drink.
You don't wear overalls. You don't wear overalls and a 10-gallon hat.
You know, yeah.
To homecoming out here. We're a little bit more city-like.
A little more city-like. A little more nice. Genteel, I think the word. All right. So, yeah. So then, of course, you weren't here, decaf.
Yeah, I was in Laughlin. That's sad to say, but I was in Laughlin.
Yeah, there's a place that, you know you suck when...
I have to go to Laughlin all the time to fix shit.
You have to go to Laughlin to work. All right, so this left me all the fuck alone in the studio. Totally fucking alone. I had to carry the goddamn show on my own.
Hey, Trench, could you do me a favor?
Did you do the darker perspective?
Could you get down off that cross? Somebody else wants to be nailed up to it, all right?
Did you do the darker perspective?
I did. I let my dick do the talking. I'm black from the waist down.
Dead opening nigger went and hit me on the head with a shovel. I don't have the sound clip for that anymore, so I'd repeat it.
So, yeah, that was a fun night. But I'll tell you what, it was sort of a show. I called it the show. Not a show, not show. Because I wasn't really planning for it. I didn't have any music set still.
He did Quaalude for 2 hours.
Now, I did apologize left, right, and center. Oh, Jesus.
2 hours of me. All night long. Yeah. That's a funny shit.
The Quaalude.
All right.
Quaalude, baby.
So tight. We finally got darker perspective.
Wait, dude. If you're going to do Quaalude, man, you know what you got to do.
Oh, no. Oh! I've been
really trying. The levels on this one are a little more sensitive.
A little more sensitive.
Come on, do it.
Hi. Your host, Quaalude. Man. Tonight, we're going to talk about the one-handed panty removal system guaranteed to work on your mom.
If you heard any of that, you're freaking out right
Holy
now.
Cow, dude. Holy cow.
How is our... Let's get it on. I mean, that's...
We're getting some great levels, like...
Well, we shouldn't have any problem hearing our caller.
Holy cow. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, we will have Grant Imahara on in the show later on. I have to tell you,
Grant! It's all the show's okay. About Grant! I mean, I realize it's exciting, but let's not forget what we have. We have our great listeners in the chat room who are going to call in this week.
Oh, they are so...
You are so going to call in this week!
Oh, my gosh. I seriously had to tongue the asshole of Discovery Channel to get this.
Yeah, I mean, okay, because you were worried because they're like, you know, oh, God, they could tell us no, and they could say, and all this good stuff. How did you do it?
I said, you know what? It's a geek radio show. Yes, we go off topic. Yes, we're uncensored on the internet. That's part of the beauty of us.
Ah, yes.
But we are a serious show. I had to just put my tongue right in the cheek. We are a serious show. Yeah, I had to put my tongue somewhere else. And...
So how's those little testes hairs taste?
Exactly. So
he's nibbling on them.
He's using them like a toothpick.
But I got it. Hopefully it pans out. I mean, it could also be a hoax, but I really hope it isn't.
You know, because you're booking this off of
MySpace again.
So, you know, so far the MySpace booking has worked pretty well. Let's hope this is the real Grant Imahara and not one of 5 million clones.
Yeah.
This is going to come inside a way of the motherfucker. Hi, I'm Grant.
Hi, I'm Grant. No, you're not. Yes, I am. And we're going to be like so pissed off.
I made R2-D2.
See, and that's...
Oh,
and,
boy.
And that's what I'm afraid of, that we don't get the real Grant, you know? But, you know, maybe this might be the real ultimate power of MySpace.
It's become huge. I've been able to pull off some amazing things. Like I was saying before the show, I cannot believe how accessible people have become.
Now, you may not want to say that out loud over the air, which you already did, because now everybody's going to be on MySpace going, I want to be your friend.
Hey, we always need friends on MySpace. That is myspace.com/spankwagon, by the way.
Ah, yes. Very well done.
Please, come be our friends.
He's learning. He didn't do that the week he hosted.
We don't talk about that.
Yeah, we don't talk about that week. I think your mic is overly sensitive. I'm getting the pops off of your mic.
Probably is.
I'll fix it during the break. Speaking of break,
I got stuff.
Yeah. You got music?
Dude, come on.
I'm deathly afraid that we're going to overpower everything like that constantly.
Well, let's try it. Ready?
Oh!
No, it is my mic.
Sorry, I'll take my finger out of your ass.
You're
not controlling your mic levels there. That's just your headset.
Yeah, that's your earphones. Oh, your earphones are popping just because
Come on, what makes you think we're going to let you near anything of any kind of control?
You ain't lying. That's why I'm on the old other side of the console and shit. He said, we only want his black hands even close to the console.
Back of the bus!
Yeah, no. God damn.
We're going to have segregate bathrooms, you know. We're going to put you downstairs in the bum bathroom, the ones that bums constantly break into.
I'm just going to write on the door out there, whites only.
I don't understand it, too, because the bums used to break in the bathroom downstairs, but they never used the bathroom. They always shit around the outside of it. I'm like, but you've got a clean toilet. It gets cleaned all the time.
You don't want to shit where you sleep.
Ooh, good point.
All right, we ready for a break?
Yeah, let's start the music up, and let's hope we don't kill our listeners. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spank Wag Radio.
Chris looked at me crazy.
So this is the end of our story, and everyone is dead from AIDS. It took from me my best friend, my only true pal, my only bright star. Well, I'm gonna march on Washington, lead the fight and charge the brigades. There's a hero inside of all of us. I'll make them see everyone has AIDS. My father, AIDS. My sister, AIDS. My uncle and my cousin and her friends, AIDS, AIDS. The gays and the straights and the whites and the spades. Everyone has AIDS. My grandma and my dog are all blue. AIDS, AIDS, AIDS. Papa's got it, so do you. AIDS, 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 AIDS. Call everybody, we got Clinton to do. AIDS, 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 AIDS. Gotta break down these barricades. Everyone has AIDS, 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 AIDS.
Set us breaking down on the camel's Windmill, windmill for the land, love forever hand in hand. Take it all out on your stride, it is taking falling down. Love forever, love is free, let's turn forever, you and me. Windmill, windmill for the land, if everybody in.
Laughing gas, this hazmat, fast cat, lining them up like ass crack. Ladies, ponies at the track, it's my chocolate attack.
Shit, I'm stepping in harder this year.
This Motown with your sound, you in the blink. Gonna bite the dust, can't fight with us. With your sound, you kill the ink. So don't stop, get it until you chair the head. Watch the way I navigate.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back with Spankwagon as we recalibrate all the audio again.
Hey, wait. Cock.
Sorry, I just forgot.
So weird being back on this side of the
table.
You know,
well,
and I better close the door.
And you know, the thing is you know, this works out great. If it doesn't, we could still run it from over there. But tonight, because we have so many damn guests coming into studio later this show with the Sinister Minister,
I kind of like being back on this side, though. I know it's just gonna short chief his machine. Maybe. Well, I guess it would screw up.
We'll change that maybe once Chief comes back. And yeah. He's going to leave again in February anyway.
Yeah.
So
we weren't supposed to tell anyone that yet.
Oh, we weren't?
Oops.
Oh, well. Forget that. I'd like the court to officially stricken that from the record.
It is stricken.
The hell? Helicopter flying overhead.
Helicopter.
All right. So here's how it works, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
I wanted to check out a few things. First off, our phone lines, 1-866-587-6257.
Will somebody just...
You want to open those up?
Toll free. Yeah, we'll open them right now. Toll free to North America.
And what about South America?
Fuck them.
Fuck them.
Man.
Yep. Don't want them.
Fuck them in their third country asses.
Don't need them or their cocaine. So also tonight, actually, if you want to get in the chat room, go to spankwagon.net. Click on the cam and chat link. This will allow you to chat with everybody else participating in the room. Have a little bit of fun there. Hey, careful when you're going to play. What are you going to play? Hey, look.
You saw me click it. You saw me click it, you dumb son
looked.
Of a bitch.
And still
you still looked.
Still
why? Look. Okay.
Oh, boy.
So, I'm a dick.
Actually, I have a subject to talk about.
Oh, go for it.
That's been in the news a lot lately. Stem cell.
Oh, here we go again.
Oh, time to twitch and spop.
My name is Michael J. Fox.
You know what's funny? Speaking of Michael J. Fox, you know they are doing, they're doing Back to the Future 4?
I know why we're having the audio problems.
Are they doing a Back to the Future 4?
Yeah, decals are shaky. Why are we having audio problems?
Tap your left speaker.
on your laptop. Tap your right speaker. I could swear you're coming in over the mic on that. Nope, I guess not. All right. So
anyway. Everyone has AIDS. AIDS, AIDS, AIDS.
What? No. Someone in the chat room, I think it was September Day. Who said it? Toodle Nuggets. Grant's listening to the music going, what the fuck? AIDS? Well.
No, B&M, it is not that guy. He is a local, he's a local UHF TV host. We've had him in the studio.
James Mitchell, the Sinister Minister, would be kind of fun.
It would be cool. I got to say, I think this guy might be cooler than James Mitchell.
Anyhow, decaf, stem cells.
Yes, I want to talk about stem cell research.
Do you want to make a darker perspective?
Or do you have another darker perspective?
Oh, no, I have another darker perspective.
Oh, okay.
A little later on.
Why do white people blank?
But I'm just wondering, there's basically a lot about white people. But I don't know. Maybe I'm just too liberal, but I really don't see nothing wrong with stem cell.
They get them from research. Babies, from aborted fetuses.
I know, but the fetus is dead.
It's a life. Life should be protected.
So what I'm wondering is,
what are you doing?
Why?
Oh, okay. Is this what you were talking about then?
If the country is a free country, it's probably a free country of choice. Why can't people who want fetuses to be used to help people, with diseases and cancer be used?
Because that's what our government is for, to prevent us from making decisions that could hurt unborn babies.
Well, my thing is, I what I laugh at, if our Republican government is so pro-life, why are we at war?
Because they're procrastinators.
I saw it, and of course this is bumper sticker logic, 100%. But it's so true. I mean, I sat and almost got into a wreck because I was so deep in thought of, hey, wait a minute, that is a kind of a, oh shit, car. It was like, wait a minute, they're right. But you're right. Why are people so afraid of stem cell research? First off, it's research that requires taking from somebody. And the problem is it touches on, like Murph said, in the newborn babies. Think about all the abortion arguments.
Babies.
Yeah, no.
They're all
afraid. I honestly
afraid,
don't believe any
they're
of this.
All I'm afraid just... that it's going to break down and cause, like, newborn, unborn fetuses or whatever are all going to be treated like like rabbits. And next thing PETA is going after people who abuse babies and, for stem cells.
So everyone's going to be hooked up in cells like the Matrix.
Yeah,
that's what they're afraid of. That's breeding farms.
Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly what they're afraid of.
Nah, yeah. They just,
But the whole thing is like, what is Rush Limbaugh talking about when he's just talking about my, I mean, obviously.
Dude, that's just it, though. He's just...
just to try
you're asking a question
something.
That all of us have been asking for years. What
the
fuck
is
that
he talking
fat
about?
Drug addict talking about?
Why is he even still around? Why is he still
The only time... I can say this. The only way that Rush Limbaugh would give a shit about getting stem cells is if they had Oxycontin in them. Oh, where are you going? Oh, he's running around looking for something. So, yeah, stem cells, it is a great idea. Unfortunately, there's just too much fear. And the right way, hey, we got to protect ourselves from terrorists and people who want to take our babies.
Yeah, I know.
Man, fuck them.
It's funny, but they send babies.
What the fuck are you looking for in there?
When you're 18 years old with a machine gun, you're still a baby. They send babies over there to die all the time.
Oh, yeah, they're just procrastinators. Yeah. I saw the best T-shirt. I saw the best T-shirt Josh sent it out. It said, now it's on a little baby. It's a baby's T-shirt. It says, now that I'm out, I'm pro-choice. Which is great. No, there's, it's a big controversy and blah, blah, fuckity blah, whatever. I give a shit. Look, if an aborted fetus, a fetus that's already dead.
That's the thing. Can save another person's life.
Sam, hell are you doing?
How's that any different from a fireman going in and saving people's lives? How's that any different? Risking his life to save someone else's
because
life.
The fireman can make the choice on his own. That aborted fetus can't. But if you go into the rest of the argument, where life begins at conception, me jerking off, I've killed trillions and trillions of potential babies.
Yeah, I think I may have added to that collection.
I think I got a few on my ceiling. I'm not sure about that, though.
I still got a few of my boxes right now.
Oh, boy.
I shook your hand. Oh, come on. This isn't right. Well, I think that cleaned up our audio.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that sounds real.
Well, good. You bring that up, and you bring up an interesting side note to that. This being the time of year that it is, and the time in our country, we are on this part where people on radical sides of the aisle, you know, the far left, the right.
Lady Juke here in the chat room says, here in Missouri, the law clearly states no cloning, but there are yard signs everywhere saying ban it because it means cloning. You know, that's what it is. It's uneducated idiots. Kind of redundant there, but, you know, the uneducated masses, they don't understand what it could be used for. Yeah, you are cloning a heart, or you are cloning and building a body part or an organ or something that's necessary. But this is a part of the human machine.
September Day brings it up here real quick that an article came out last week said that we figured out a way to harvest stem cells without destroying the embryo. September, if you could post that link on the forum, that'd be awesome. I would love to be able to read that.
Yeah, that's spankwagon.net. Click on the forum link. Actually, we're also going to get it to where you can go to forum.spankwagon.net pretty soon.
Ooh, redirects.
Yeah, with a redirect, but I have to get a graphic up on the page because right now it just looks like a broken link. So.
Yeah, well. You know, it's the time of year where people on either side of any issue like that are just going to jump up and they're going to flare up and do anything they can. And
well, we're coming up. We're so close to midterm elections. And that's one of the reasons it's coming up.
That's what it is.
Because not next week, but the week after next, it's voting time. By the way, I'm voting. Okay, want to make sure we're all good on that.
Anybody voting for the rapist here in town, by the way?
Which one's the rapist?
Jim Gibbons.
Is he a rapist?
I don't think he's a rapist. I think he made a poor choice in actions.
He groped that lady. And he wanted to take her home.
Dude,
and I'll
have
say
you
this.
Seen her? Dude, she's a direct like missing link to the Runaway Bride.
She's
her
a butterface.
Yeah,
she's a butterface. God damn, those tits are amazing! Holy shit, I saw her during the press conference.
She's about a 10-footer.
She's in a blazer.
She looks great from 10 foot out.
Yeah, she's in a brown blazer, a pair of blue jeans, and like 6 foot stripper heels. Holy shit, the tits on that thing were fucking incredible.
Wait, now was she a waitress there? Or was she?
Yeah, she's a cocktail waitress.
But she was drinking that night. So she was a cocktail waitress that was drinking that night.
Yeah, she was there with a friend, and Gibbons invited her over to the table. And for those of you that don't live here in Nevada, one of our gubernatorial candidates, Jim Gibbons, went to dinner at a place called McCormick and Schmick.
McCormick and Schmick.
Yeah, seriously.
McCormick and Schmick.
Who the fuck
and
goes to McCormick
he was there and hanging out and invited a couple of young ladies to come over his table. And then upon leaving, he says she stumbled. He caught her. She looked at him funny and walked away. He said he grabbed her, pressed her up against the wall, tried to choke her, said some rather mean things to her, and fondled the shit out of her. Now, here's the really...
You know, I don't see that happening. I mean,
I just do.
Don't.
And here's the part that's fucked up. When you have an investigation like that, who does the police not call directly? The people involved. The sheriff got on the phone with Gibbons right there in front of her and said, well, it's basically her word versus yours. There are no cameras.
Oh, yeah. So in other words, Youngs did this bullshit. Speaking of, okay, now local politics here in Vegas is a very interesting thing. First off, our city council is the most corrupt motherfucking council I've ever seen.
Oh, isn't it wonderful?
Oh, corrupt.
I mean, I don't think they could have beaten this in Chicago in the 80s.
This is wonderful. It is wonderful here, isn't it? Holy shit.
So, yeah, our council members all take money and bribes, land deals and things like that. Our senator, Reed, takes land deals and shady business deals. Our mayor is a spokesperson, or was a former spokesperson for Bombay Sapphire Gin. I love this city's
politics.
It
is incredible. I love the politics.
I had to listen to Lawrence Weekly last week. I was at a work conference, and Lawrence Weekly spoke. If the dude didn't talk about praying this and praying that, and then drew a very close line when talking about women, you know, I'm sitting there going, "You talk all holy."
And then I had to go look at her breasts. Damn,
Hooters. What's he doing? He went into the bathroom with some. What did he grab and take into the bathroom?
Oh, I think he's gonna make. I think he's gonna kill.
Oh,
some more.
The whiteboard.
I think he's gonna kill some more sperm. So,
I'm inspired to do my best.
Give me a minute.
I'm inspired to do my best wall spackle work ever.
Nice. Hi. I make stains on the ceiling. Yeah.
No. I don't know. I mean, our politics here in our town are beautiful. I mean, you want interesting. Read, and don't read the Review Journal, because it's not.
It's a shill.
It's a shill. Yeah. So.
We have really interesting politics this election season.
Oh, totally.
Christ. It is the commercials on TV are absolutely hilarious.
The L one for the Loretta.
Which one?
Was it? Loretta Box? No. Who's the one where they go
Lynette
L
Boggs,
for? Tessa Hayden?
Lynette Boggs.
Lynette
Boggs McDonald. The same woman.
L for
the
lying.
The same woman who, while on the city, or was it the county commission, I love this. On the county commission, she banned or basically tried to put strip clubs out of business because she was part of the group that sponsored the law no closer than 6 feet.
And as we all saw a couple of weeks ago, that law has been repealed, thank God.
Oh, yeah. Thank God.
Holy crap. I got a close-up view of body parts I've only seen in gynecological exam books. Holy cow. Well, I got to tell you guys, I found some things here. And you think the attack ads we have here are crazy? Check out this one. Bring the music bed down. Here, check this one out.
What city is this?
This is from Wisconsin. And I just got to press play.
With our servicemen and women facing death every day, what kind of congressman would try to gut military spending? The wrong kind. Ron kind. That's right. Congressman Ron Kind is repeatedly voted to deprive our troops of the funding they need to fight for us. But Ron Kind has no trouble spending your money. He would just rather spend it on sex. That's right. Instead of spending money on cancer research, Ron Kind voted to spend your money to study the sex lives of Vietnamese prostitutes. Instead of spending money to study heart disease, Ron Kind spent your money to study the masturbation habits of old men. Ron Kind spent your tax dollars to study something called the bisexual, transgendered, and two-spirited Aleutian Eskimos, whoever they are. Ron Kind even spent your tax dollars to pay teenage girls to watch pornographic movies with probes connected to their genitalia. Ron Kind pays for sex, but not for soldiers. If Ron Kind had better priorities, you wouldn't be having to hear this. Ron Kind is out of touch, and soon he'll be out of Congress.
I'm Paul R. Nelson, and I approve of this message.
I love that guy's voice. I'm Paul R. Nelson. Now, I was turned onto this by the Opie and Anthony show, and oh my God.
Hi, I'm Paul R. Nelson.
I'm Paul R. Nelson.
Let me tell you about my political leanings.
Now, Ron
I
Kind.
I hate sex. I haven't even had it with my wife in over 10 years. Vote for me. Only person I'm out of touch with is myself. I haven't touched myself in the same amount of time.
Ron Kind is running unopposed, basically. He was running unopposed. Has no ads because he hasn't needed them. He's a four-term congressman there. He's just incumbent, and he has a huge lead in the polls. Now,
so wait a minute. But you know, I'd like to know the bills that he voted on. Yeah, the Vietnamese prostitutes. First off, they show a massage parlor, which we know here in Vegas is a problem, so why wouldn't it be a problem elsewhere? I can go for that. What I want to know is what pork barrel spending were those other ones put into?
I think they were all part of the same bill.
Ah, see? And what was that primary of the bill? What was the main
thing that the bill was for? I'm sure it was some sort of sexuality study, which...
It may have been a study against pedophiles. It may have been a good logistic study that, of course, had these really weird transgender Eskimo thing on it.
Yeah, B&M says he's got my vote. Yeah, I'd vote for Ron Kind. Now, here's another one. Of all of these attack ads, I think this is the most...
Who would Tootle Nuggets vote for?
Exactly. I'm Tootle Nuggets, and I'm out of touch. Oh, no.
Paul R. Nelson. Now, this one, unfortunately, DCAP can't see it. This has got to be the worst one yet. This is one on terrorism, and part of it... At the end, it's the World Trade Center footage.
Oh,
like, we don't need to see this. This is all burned into our fucking brains. We really need to see this eight more times.
Can I ask a question, though? You know, I mean, if we were alive in the 1940s, would they be doing this kind of shit with Pearl Harbor?
No.
I really, you know, and I agree with you. I don't think, first off, not many people could see it.
I have to bring the show to a grinding halt.
Oh, here we go.
A pair of my favorite tits have just come into the chat room. Hi, Buddha. Okay, keep going. My favorite tits, my wife, Jelly, is in the chat room, but Buddha's got a nice pair on her, and you've seen them.
Yes, I have. So, thank God for the internet. Where was I going with this? Oh, yes, I remember where I was going with all this. Basically, thanks. You totally killed.
That's what I do. I just kill the momentum.
Crash.
I'm the bit killer. That's me right there.
All right. So, anywho.
Well, let me... Oh.
Back in the 40s, and you know, they didn't do this with Pearl Harbor. They couldn't have.
Let's get Bert on the phone and ask him if he saw those ads.
I'm Virtual One, and I'm out of touch with
Paul R. Nelson.
With Paul, I'm touching Pearl.
Okay, you want me to play this one?
Yes,
all right, this is another one for Paul R. Nelson.
Paul R. Nelson.
When Hezbollah terrorists murdered 241 Marines in Lebanon, a teenage boy from western Wisconsin enlisted in the United States Marine Corps to help fight the war on terror. 23 years later, that young Marine is successful businessman Paul R. Nelson, and he's running for the United States Congress because his congressman, Ron Kind, is the wrong kind. You see, Ron Kind refuses to secure the border against illegal aliens. Instead of deporting these illegals, Ron Kind wants to give them amnesty and vote voted to print American ballots in Spanish. He voted to allow these illegals to burn the American flag during their protests. He even voted to allow convicted child molesters to immigrate to this country. Because Ron Kind won't support drilling for new American oil deposits, we're dependent for oil on Islamic fascists and nations that support terrorism. And in the war on terror, Ron Kind refuses to support the very measures needed to make sure this never happens again. Elect
That's
Paul
the World
R.
War
Nelson,
II footage.
And he'll finish the
you
job.
You know, and what they just showed at the end, first off, they showed the Iranian leader, the guy who's really weird. But then they show the tower collapsing. Well, first they show a plane hitting, and then they show the tower, one of the towers collapsing. Holy crap! 6 years, 5 years, okay? 5 years. America can't heal when you pull this kind of bullshit.
Exactly.
How can America get better? We're already so paranoid that, oh, like I was mentioning in last week's show, and I know you guys have something to say about it, habeas corpus is gone.
Oh, yeah. History.
No, it's gone.
Anybody who wants to fight against, you know, say, hey, terrorism's bad, was now considered an enemy combatant. Yep. Someone's going to begin. Someone, we're going to just quit hearing from people. Yep. Gone.
They're just going to disappear. It's going to be like, was that V for Vendetta? People are just gone.
A, gone.
Disappeared. I know.
You're going to be afraid to say anything because you don't know where you're going to go to die.
Yep.
And it's ridiculous. Yep. This is the United States. This is America. And I apologize for our foreign listeners because, you know, this is scary.
And in the history of the world, how long has terror been going on?
Ever.
Day
ever.
One.
How are you just going to put it in? I'm going to wake up and end it.
I mean, maybe day three, but still, it's been going on for so long. You're fighting something that doesn't exist. The war on terror, the terror is not a tangible thing.
Yeah.
Terror is not something that you can go, ha, I win. No, because everything can be considered terror.
And then the whole thing of Iraq is like, oh, Saddam was this, Saddam was that. You have to be like that over there, or your ass is dead. You ain't going to make it. You ain't going to wake up in the morning.
And that's a great point. You have to be like that.
With all those groups over there.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, you have to be. So. If you don't have no balls over there, they're going to get cut off.
Oh, yeah.
Cut off your head and going to be rolled in the fucking street.
Totally, just slice your cut off.
Yep. I totally and absolutely, without a doubt, agree. And on that note, we need to get ready for our next our little bit here.
Ooh.
So, if you don't mind, I'm going to cover the music break this time with proper music for...
Everyone has AIDS! AIDS!
Cancer. Yeah, cancer.
All right, so we'll be back in just a moment. This is the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spank Grant Radio.
We'll be back.
Yes, but as a known scientist, surprising if the girl blinded me with something. I know. We'll be right back.
We are the space robots. We are here to protect you. We are here to protect you from the terrible secret of space. We are the space robots. We are here to protect you. We are here to protect you from the terrible secret of space. I am the pusher robot. I shove around to blind people. We are here to protect you. We are here to protect you from the terrible secret of space. We are the space robots. We are here to protect you. We are here to protect you from the terrible secret of space. We are the space robots. We are here to protect you. We are here to protect you from the terrible secret of space. I am the pusher robot. I shove around to blind people. We are here to protect you. We are here to protect you from the terrible secret of space. Space has a terrible guard. We are here to protect you from the terrible secret of space. Space has a terrible power. Do you have stairs in your house? We are here to protect you. Pushing will protect you. Pushing will protect you from the terrible secret of space. That is incorrect. Shoving will protect you. Shoving will protect you from the terrible secret of space. Do not trust the shover robot. Shoving is the answer. We are here to protect you. Do not trust the pusher robot. Malfunctioning. We are here to protect you. We are the space robots. We are here to protect you. We are here to protect you from the terrible secret of space. We are the space robots. We are here to protect you. We are here to protect you from the terrible secret of space.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, we are back with the greatest internet radio show ever. This is Spank Wagon Radio, and I'm tittering like a very excited schoolgirl at this moment.
Yes, you are.
Let's see if it's working.
Grant, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, he's here.
There he is.
Oh, my.
In the house.
This is awesome.
Good
ladies
evening,
and gentlemen.
Sir. Good evening.
Ladies and gentlemen, before you, we have the master of all that is geek, Grant Imahara.
Oh, Grant,
thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, and thank you for showing up, letting us get a hold of you and joining our show. Let me give a little background for the maybe one person in our chat room or one listener on the podcast who has no clue who you are.
They've been living under a rock the last 3 years.
It's going to be a big rock, but Grant Imahara is part of the, I guess, are you the second build team?
That's right, yes.
Okay, the
second. After Scotty departed, Scotty was part of the first generation of the peak.
All right. So after Scotty departed, you are part of the MythBusters build team. You were also one of the handful of people who were responsible for the R2-D2 fleet for Star Wars. You've written
that's true.
Oh, so cool. You've written a book, Kickin' Butt, an illustrated guide to building combat robots.
And he's actually calling right now from a robot competition.
Oh, nice.
Which is awesome. Is Deadblow running?
No. Deadblow is actually currently the status of Deadblow is he's taken apart. We used part of the drive system for one of our myths. I tend to take the robot and dissect it for our various needs on the show.
Ah.
This robot competition is actually a high school robotics competition. So I mentor a high school team.
Oh, well,
so
very
they're,
cool.
They're getting ready to compete tomorrow. So oh. We're weighing in tonight, checks and things like that.
Okay.
Now, I have to ask, because again, I'm the big nerd here. The robot, the Deadblow got taken apart. Was it for the samurai robot, the sword chopping robot?
Yeah, part of the air system was used for the sword chopping robot. Yes. By the way, one of the most deadly things I've ever built, I think, that sword chopper. And, you know, merely accidental that it was at neck height, but still, you know, very terrifyingly fast and powerful.
Well, especially version 2 that we saw last week cutting and slicing into the machine gun barrel. Not, you know, not getting too far in, but at least leaving a really nice gouge.
Yeah, enough to take a head clean off, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Easily. Easily. Yeah. Holy crap, run.
Now, Grant, I have to show a little background to the guys here. You and I have been talking in emails a little bit back and forth. You mentioned not too long ago you were hand-feeding gators, and I got to ask you, how big were these things?
In the order of 12 to 15 feet.
Oh.
Yeah, that does qualify under the crikey size. Oh, my God.
Yeah, absolutely.
You said gators, not stuff.
However, I have to say that these were trained alligators. They work with people on a daily basis. Of course, the show would never put me in harm's way, knowingly.
No, you know what? I have to call...
Yeah, you're not Tory.
I have to call shenanigans on that. Because last week's episode, you were getting shot at with a pellet gun. And then they put... And what was it? A couple months ago, you were in the truck that had absolutely nothing for brakes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, at the time, it really seemed like a good and logical idea. It wasn't until later on that we discovered, you know what? We actually, by cutting the axle out, the drive shaft, we essentially got rid of the entire emergency brake system. So, yeah, I was just riding with nothing to stop that snowplow.
A wing and a prayer.
An extremely heavy and dangerous item.
You know, on last week's, you had probably what, in my eyes, is going to be the line of the year. Tori's going to get shot in the nut. Right there. Dude, I was rolling. I had to pause the DVR. And the tears were rolling. Yeah. I'm surprised Discovery let that one up on the air.
Yeah, every once in a while we'll get a good one through.
Good, awesome. All right, so let me just say this real quick. I'd open up phone lines. If anybody out there has a quick question for Mr. Imahara, it's 1-866-587-6257. Give us a call, toll-free here in North America. Plus, we have some other questions that have come in through our email at radio@spankwagon.net.
Actually, I have one question for you. This is Decaf. What was the first robot you ever built, and how old were you?
What was the first robot I ever built? Let me think here. You know, interestingly enough, it wasn't until after college that I really learned how to build things out of metal. So most of the things that I built when I was younger, I built with Lego. You know, I think, not unlike a lot of engineers, I started with the Lego. Yeah, it's a beautiful, elegant system. It's modular. There are rules. Of course, you can get around some of the rules of that system. So really, you know, it's great training for building things. So all of the, you know, until I got to college and was able to actually, you know, program microcontrollers and get into the more fabrication side, everything I built was out of Lego. And cool. The robots up to that point were kind of, you know, I would move them around with my hand, essentially.
Now, awesome. I mean, since you are obviously... since you are obviously a Lego nerd, have you picked up any of the new Mindstorm kits?
You know what? It's since I learned how to build things out of metal, it's been very hard for me to pick up Lego again.
Unfortunately for Murphy, he still plays with his. Unfortunately for Murphy, he still...
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. I have played with another system called Vex, which is more like a bolt-together erector set kind of thing, but on steroids. You know, it has radio control and motors and things like that. So.
Oh, my God.
Very cool.
Yeah, I wish I had something like that when I was much younger.
Well, you know, we always make best with what we have when we were kids because, you know, building forts or building stuff out of Legos or even its predecessor with...
What, Lincoln Logs?
No.
Popsicle sticks.
Yes, I had to cut my own trees down and build the stuff.
Popsicle sticks, baby. Popsicle sticks.
But you know, erector sets and things like that. I got one quick question. Actually, going back to the bots...
Yeah,
now, I know that Jamie has built a bot. He's built a battle bot or some equivalent, and he's competed in the past. Have you two ever squared your robots off?
No. Thank goodness. You know, Jamie's bot was called Blendo.
Mm-hmm.
And it is basically an upside-down walk. a huge one, like 24 inches in diameter.
Okay.
Which
it was a spinner.
Steel blades. Yeah, a spinner, and it would spin around really, really fast, building up all of this rotational inertia. And at one point, it was the most feared robot in all of robot combat.
Wow.
In fact, it was so feared that by both competitors and the event organizers, that the organizers asked him to politely take his robot home. Where's the trophy? You take the trophy, you win.
Oh, jeez.
All right, we have a caller on our line.
Take the robot.
Hello, caller.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, who is this?
September.
Hey, September. You got a question for Grant?
I do. Hey, Grant, how are you doing?
Grant, can you hear that?
Nope, I don't have playback on that.
Oh, try again. September, you there?
September, you there?
I'm still here.
I guess we don't have it.
Yep.
All right.
I can only hear you guys.
Okay,
you know
September,
what?
Go ahead, ask us, and we will relay.
Okay. Well, first of all, I wanted to wish him a happy birthday because he had a birthday on the 24th.
Oh, someone's wishing you a happy birthday, Grant.
Yep. Go ahead.
And I wanted to know, I think he plays in a band called The Ginger Tops with Jamie, and I wanted to know if they had any plans to do any kind of live
Sorry, Grant.
Hold on, Grant.
So, Grant, we're wondering, the question is, did you play in a, it's rumored that you once played in a band with Jamie called The Ginger Tops?
Actually, the rumor is that I play guitar in Adam's band, Ginger Tops.
Adam's band. Yeah, I can't see Jamie.
That's unfortunate to... That's an unfortunate Internet Movie Database joke perpetrated probably by someone at Industrial Light and Magic.
Okay. Thanks for the call, September. It looks like the phone patch idea didn't work out.
Didn't work all the way. But, hey, we've still got Grant
here. Can't hack everything
together. Now, Grant, I got to ask you a question. And it seems to me like you, Tori, and Carrie are doing all the heavy lifting. When are we going to see a build-off between you guys and Adam and Jamie so we can see them thoroughly get trounced and you guys just run the show as it should be?
it's probably not going to happen anytime soon. And the reason is that, really, if you watch the show carefully, Jamie and Adam function as one team, and then Tori, Carrie, and I function as another independent team. And so rarely do our myths cross over each other where we'd be in a situation where we'd be building against each other. Sometimes for much larger myths, like Confederate Rocket, for example, we'll try and integrate both teams all together. And that's actually a lot of fun because, I've known Jamie and Adam for 9 years now. So, it's fun to be able to work with them again every day. But, probably not going to see any build-offs between us and Jamie and Adam anytime soon.
Oh, that's a damn shame. I would love to see that in action.
I think it would be very entertaining. Another question that's come in, there's a couple questions. One's pretty funny here, but the first one is, what special effect are you most proud of working on?
Matrix.
I think that probably at Industrial Light and Magic, one of my favorite things that I've worked on is a docking structure for the movie Galaxy Quest. And it's a Star Trek spoof, and they've got essentially a star dock in which they're preparing this spaceship called the Protector. And the space dock was such an elegant design. It's like a sort of a French vintage train station, but in space, with all this wonderful lighting around the perimeter. And, I look at that and also look at how entertaining the movie is, and I just think, wow, that was something I was really proud of.
Yeah, the weird boar exploding scene always flashes back in my head whenever I think about it, and just that the voices, it exploded. It just kills me. It looks like we've got another question coming in from the chat room here. One of our listeners does say does wish you a happy birthday and says you'll always be in my heart.
That's a bad pun.
My
heart.
In my heart.
Our listeners are rather unique.
Oh yeah, they're a little cheesy.
The nerds.
Yes, they are.
just celebrated 36, although it doesn't look like it on screen, you know.
36? Holy cow. You know, it's funny. Your birthday's the day before mine, then. Mine was the 25th. I just turned 30. Eek.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you much, sir. Now I'm going to record that and play it on my answering machine.
There you go. All right, question in from the chat room here. This is coming in from BNM, who's overseas listening in. He wonders, what's the most technically challenging project that you have ever worked on?
Wow. That would be, let's see, probably on Galaxy Quest again. And the main hero spaceship is called the Protector, and it's sort of in that spoof universe, that's the Enterprise, the, you know, their main starship. And part of the Protector, they have these engines, and inside of the engine is supposed to be, you know, like a warp nacelle with kind of sparkly. And of course, I know all of your listeners are knowing exactly what this terminology means.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's kind of a sparkly thing happening, you know, as if there's some sort of reaction going on. Well, in order to do that practically, all of the spaceships that we used to do at ILM were shot motion control. So there's a camera that photographs the model as it moves very, very slowly, one frame at a time. And the combination of tilting and pitching the spaceship along with moving the camera makes it look like the model is moving through space when you put in the appropriate background. But what that means is if you want something to kind of swirl in real time, you have to synchronize. Not only you have to figure out how to make it randomize your lights so that they look like a swirl, but also synchronize those to the camera. And so that, I had to program each of those warp nacelles, of which there are two. Both of them had two microcontrollers each, in which I had to program the sequence of white LEDs. There were 50 LEDs on each side. So, you know, the combination of all that plus interfacing it to the control computer was really probably one of the most challenging things I've ever done at ILM.
Wow, that's, man, you know, I've seen some videos of, you know, the original, the opening sequence in the, you know, the first Star Wars movie, Episode 4, and yeah, I cannot imagine having to time all that together. That's some crazy stuff. Now, Grant, I got to ask you a question, and, oh, I'm sorry, Decaf, I
Decaf
apologize, I stepped all of you. Go ahead, Decaf.
Has there been anything that you started on or worked on that has just been so difficult that you just gave up, or something you really wanted to do that you never got to do?
Okay, I could barely hear that. Can you repeat it for me?
Has there been anything that's been like too difficult, or something that you gave up on, or something that you really want to do that you've never done before?
I still didn't catch it, Chris. Can you phrase for me?
He was just wondering if there's anything that you wanted to do that either has been too challenging or that you just haven't had time to get to yet. What is it?
Oh, there's a whole list of those, let me tell you.
I think everybody has that kind of list.
Where do I start? Giant robots fighting in the desert with full armament.
Oh, robot jocks.
If someone can, exactly, that is the future of robot combat. 10 years from now, that's what I want to be doing.
Sounds so like you need to hook up with Charles, you know, Band.
If anybody's got any leads, you know, call in. Let me know.
Well, we've talked to the guy who produced Robot Jock, so maybe we'll drop your name in with him, and there you go. You'll get what you need. One other question here. Looks like this is coming from the chat room. What is the biggest surprise you've ever what's the biggest surprise you've ever gotten on MythBusters? Something that you said, you know, no way could this do X, and then there it does the impossible, or what was seemingly impossible.
Oh yeah, there's a couple, and actually those are really, I think for me, the biggest payoff is when you're convinced that something's not going to work, and it does. But of course, you know, as people who are doing science, we have to keep an open mind usually. But you know, it's hard when someone says, "Okay, here's the story. You're going to dig a hole 15 feet deep and 3 feet wide and put a homemade drum at the bottom. if you stand at the top,
you'll hear something.
You will be able to hear the sounds of an army tunneling underground nearby. And I say to you, right. But, you know, so we go through this whole full-scale experiment. We set up the whole thing, and Kerry and Adam are at the top of the hole. They're listening. Jamie and Tori are down in the mine, and they're, you know, hammering away with pickaxes. I've got a bunch of microphones set up, so I can hear the sounds of them using their pickaxes on the rock, and I can see Kerry, who's at the top of the hole, and I can see her finger. And sure enough, her finger is perfectly synchronized with the sounds that are coming from the mine. That just blows me away.
That's some craziness.
It's like, you know, we're at an abandoned gold mine. There's 20, 30 feet of solid rock. No way. But this drum is going to transmit the sound.
You know, and old technologies. Old technologies working so well like that, you know. It's kind of wonders what's going to happen.
That's right.
Makes you wonder what's going to happen 50, 100 years down the road with our technologies.
Now, Grant, I know we got to let you run here, but I wanted to ask you one last question. This is something I promised all my friends I would ask you.
If you ask them a lame question,
I'm it's more than a lame question. The Super Movie episode you guys did, the huge one where you guys were testing the security systems, the portion of it where they increased the heat in the room and then you had to go down into the shaft into the room. who does your laundry? Because who does your laundry? Because the boxers you had on that day, I got to tell you, bro, and I only noticed this because I'm weird like that. There was an interesting, weird smudge, and you had a hole in them.
Oh, come on.
There is a hole.
Here now, for you guys, the only time that I have ever actually publicly discussed this particular thing. So, of course, they don't tell you the day before, hey, you're going to get naked tomorrow, so wear something nice. Okay? In fact, they love to spring things like that on you. You know, hey, by the way, hey, in 10 minutes, you're going to smell Adam's feet. They love that honest reaction. So, and here now is the explanation of the mysterious smudge on the front. And you'll notice it's the right pocket side of the boxers. like any good film and stage technician will do, I carry a pen with me at all times. In fact, I carry both a Sharpie and a ballpoint pen. And occasionally, the pen gets pressed, and, well, it leaks in my pocket. Uh-huh. You can't see it on the front of the jeans, but you can see it, you know, it leaks back and leaks onto the boxers.
Oh, my God.
So there, it's a black smudge, grayish black smudge. It's black ink. I assure you, nothing funny is going on.
Okay, fair enough. Grant, you know what? We really, really appreciate your time. And any time that you're out here in Las Vegas, let us know.
Yeah, get a hold of us, man. We would love to hang out, maybe have you in the studio, or at least go have a couple of beers.
Fantastic. Thanks so much, guys. It was a lot of fun.
Thanks, no Grant. Thank we you. Appreciate you on the show.
All right. Thanks, Grant. Okay. Talk to you later.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Grant Imahara.
Mythbuster.
You know what? I'm gonna
BattleBot and author.
Wow. We will have this up on the podcast. Awesome kickass for sure. What we're going to do, you know what I'm going to do for this poor guy?
What's that?
I'm going to buy him a Fisher space pen. Because it has that giant cap that it won't leak, you know?
Oh, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, Murphy's hard on has just went soft.
It just flaccid.
I got to tell you.
It is a sloppy one.
All right, so here's what we got to do. We've got other guests coming in, so we're going to take a break right now. I got the music for this one. Yet again, more inspired geek music.
That works for me.
We'll be back in just a little bit to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
Spankwagon Radio.
With my pocket calculator. my pocket calculator. I'm the operator with my pocket calculator.
Like better, Jedi or the Empire Strikes Back?
Empire.
Blasphemy.
Empire had the better ending. I mean, Luke gets his hand cut off, finds out Vader's his father, hand gets frozen and taken away by Boba Fett. It ends on such a down note. I mean, that's what life is, a series of down endings. All Jedi had was a bunch of Muppets.
She saw Pizza Honky Chewbacca.
Get it out now.
No, I'm afraid I might
be on the
chunks.
Air and all of a sudden, bleh,
no.
Puking on the mic.
Yeah, wouldn't it be
tasty?
Great?
Tasty. All yeah, right, ladies and
gentlemen.
Sorry.
Hell, if we know what that is. We don't know where you go. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. You're listening to
Spankwagon Radio.
All right. We just had Grant Imahara with us. If you missed it, shame on fucking you. You guys need to go to the podcast, spankwagon.net, and click on the podcast link. And now, in studio, returning, actually, which is so rare. Most people are either too geeked out or too scared, or I guess kind of opposite for you. You'd be the last person to be scared about this place, right? All right, let's put it back on.
Is this mic on? There we go.
There we go. And we got everybody on. It's the Sinister Minister, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't Infernal greetings, cretins.
Here we go.
Oh, boy. It's going to be fun. And he does have the ladies with him.
And all sitting in the back, quiet, not saying a damn thing.
They're shivering.
Yeah, it's freezing in here, but...
I turned off the AC. I did as best as I could.
Yeah, it's winter in Nevada, like, overnight.
Seriously, there's
but
no...
But we got them on a high-gain mic. We can hear them fart.
Titter and squeak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they got roadblocks.
I don't think they're going to fart now, dude. No. Call it a hunch. Any chance you had of catching that for masturbatory purposes later, gone out the window.
Yeah!
I tell you what, though, I am going to tilt the camera.
So, yeah.
So, no, I have to look at our
glasses. All right. Really. So, yeah, what's up, Sinister?
You know, just working the show. I just did my Halloween episode.
Very nice.
Yeah, we just filmed it from the yeah. That's a better view.
Much, much better.
You can see the
and
back.
I just got my hair done.
You can see the back of my head there.
I just got my hair done, Chris. Yeah.
Anyway, you know it's too bad. It's too bad they're so dressed because it is cold in here, and it would be good.
Oh yeah.
Well,
go cut some glass,
ladies. If you feel the need to take any articles of clothing off, by all means, you go right ahead.
I can guarantee.
We actually want to put more on.
Yeah, as cold as they.
Turn on the heat. Turn on the heat.
Turn up the thermostat.
Jesus, think these things through. He's gonna hit the wrong switch anyway. Yeah, all right, so Halloween show. What was this film?
Did Dementia 13.
Okay.
Yeah, it was fun. We went down to the Monster Mayhem attraction over at, the 215 in Las Vegas Boulevard.
All right.
And
scare the shit out of people or scare the shit out of the employees?
We filmed it from inside
okay.
one of their haunted houses. Yeah, I know the guy Randy that owns the Haunted Enterprises real well. He's a great guy. He did a haunted house that I was involved in once for a while. And I went down there and just talked to him. He's like, yeah, he's always cool with me shooting there. You know, okay. I shot last year's Halloween show from there, but he had it at the Orleans the year before.
All right.
And this year he did it over at I don't know if you guys have been there. It's across from Fry's. On the strip,
I know where it's at,
yeah,
but
it's cool.
I don't know. I always have this this.
You get near a Fry's, you have to fly to the inside and spend money.
Exactly, right. I get too much wanting to spend money, but I also
you'll spend enough money if you go in there.
But I also worry, trailer haunted houses. You know, you see,
it's actually really good, man. They did a good job of it this year. They got like seven of them. They got a really good cemetery. The cemetery is really well done. Mm-hmm. I don't know how easy you scare, but I mean, it's obviously it's a lot of the same, people jumping out at you.
Right.
But as far as the settings and the scene, they did a really good job over there.
See, I can't be scared like that because when I do, I pee a little and it's
yeah,
it sucks.
Everybody in the chair,
you get kicked out of all the haunted houses you go in, right?
Eventually, there's a little trail of liquid following me out,
screaming like a white girl.
We filmed it from over there.
Running from OJ.
We did it from inside the haunted hotel. That was my favorite one this year.
All right.
So it was really cool, man.
When's that online?
And you know what? It should be up tonight at midnight.
Okay.
And remind everyone the website?
www.themmt for Midnight Massacre Theater.com. And there's a couple new episodes up there now that weren't up there the last time that I was here. So the Halloween one is Dementia 13. It should be up at midnight tonight. From what I hear from my partner.
Minion?
Yeah, from Justin, my partner. Yeah, he's out of town. He's in California probably because it's not going to be up and he knows I'm going to be calling him like crazy. No, it will.
What's going on?
I'm kidding. I mess with him. It should be up at midnight tonight.
And you still have the local TV show, correct?
Yeah, it's still on Vegas 35. It's KVTE. Unfortunately, it's a UHF station right now, but they're working on the, like I told you, end of the year, they're supposed to be upgrading network and everything, and that should be nationally, if not more. So,
awesome.
By that time, the Midnight Massacre Theater should be going everywhere, and Vegas 35, they're cool people over there, so, I'm mm-hmm. sticking it out with them and seeing if they're going to, everything's going well. Like, they're supposed to be getting picked up by Time Warner. So
that's nice. Awesome.
But right now it's UHF, and there's a grip of people, around town in certain parts of town that get the signal well, and they're watching the show because they're getting good feedback over at the station.
Cool.
So
we've got you in the studio, and of the group here, I seem to be the resident horror buff.
Yes.
And I know of these three. Yeah, he's a girl, and I don't know. I think all he watches is Scream, Blackula, Scream over and over again.
I've never seen that. I gotta be Hayes. I've never seen that.
The
one.
King of Cartoons was great in that movie.
Oh, jeez.
I've never seen that one.
Scream, Blackula, Scream?
I did not.
Oh,
you know what?
Awesome.
I haven't seen that one.
That's great. Blaxploitation films rock.
Yeah.
Wait, did I say that? Oops.
Yes, you did.
But
Whitey.
All Whitey then.
Exactly. I have Dolomite at home too. But so there are a lot of interesting horror movies come out recently and coming out, in the near future. I was wondering your take on some of the newer stuff.
You mean like the new stuff that's coming out now?
Yeah, like Saw 3 or Grudge 2, stuff like that.
You know what? I was going to go see Saw 3 tonight. But I decided not to. I came to hang out with you guys.
Aww. No, sucker!
Really. No, I want to see Saw 3. I like the Saw films. A lot of people, well, not a lot of people, but some people I've talked to are, everybody's a goddamn critic,
Well, yeah.
Everybody's fucking Steven Spielberg when it comes to talking about films. And I don't know, I think the Saw films were good because, of the whole direction of the guy dying. And
oh,
he's
yeah.
got a brain tumor and he's going to die. And,
okay, but...
Everyone, no one appreciates their life. And I mean, it's true.
And
he shows them how to. A lot of people are really like that. So that's a really scary situation, I think, in real life, because you never know what kind of psychopaths out there is going to, if they had the time and the money...
Here's my question. When it comes to psychopaths and the ilk, how is it that he can train someone else to do his job? Because that's what he's going to be doing.
Yeah, that's the next one. Yeah.
He's training a hot chick.
Yeah,
the
junkie from 2. Yeah, that I don't know.
Yeah,
that
from Kate and Allie.
That was a cool little twist. So I don't know what's going to go on in 3, but they're doing a good job with those. As far as newer stuff, What did anything else I've seen? I haven't gone to the movies in a while, but the last one.
Have you seen Silent Hill?
Silent Hill. I liked Silent Hill. I don't generally. I don't like horror films based off video games.
Yeah, they generally suck ass.
Resident Evil.
Anything made by
fucking
Ute Bowl.
Terrible. Yeah. Any of those Resident Evils were fucking terrible. How that House of the Dead. I didn't really, you know, those things they just don't seem to catch it. You know, it's like just keep it a fucking video game. But
Silent Hill.
To be honest with you, I'd never even heard of the game Silent Hill.
That's a great
when I went to see this movie. I watched the movie and she told me it was a video game. I had no idea, and I watched it and I was really impressed with it. It was a good one. I liked Silent
Hill. some of the torture scenes in that were just unbelievably vicious. Oh, yeah. I was blown away, and I was expecting the same thing. Well, I'm going to sit here and this is going to suck.
Yeah.
But it actually turned out to be pretty decent.
That lady in the water thing was okay. Yeah. Because I like the idea. It was kind of an original idea.
Yeah, I like the idea.
I like something if you take a fresh idea. You know, I mean, there's so much horror has been
Some people
done.
Just like to see zombies get killed over and over.
Now, wait, now look, I do love zombie movies,
I'll tell you what, I'm not a big fan of zombie film. I mean, I am, but I'm not like. Some people are just so zombie.
You don't geek out for a zombie film.
Right. I mean, you know, okay, you've seen one dead thing eat somebody and it's over and over.
Okay,
you know
okay.
I mean?
Hold on.
But
right
wait a minute.
There.
I will tell you this much. When I saw the remake of Dawn of the Dead, I was not right for a week. I mean, I'd be outside mowing my lawn and just stop.
I saw cooler sitting on the side of the street and I was freaking.
Yeah, waiting to see a fucking crowd of people run down my street or something. And I was
here's the thing. Now I have the image in my head of you out mowing a lawn.
That shit is hilarious.
Is the lawnmower black?
I was going to say.
No, yeah, it is partially. It's black and orange, actually.
Fucking spikes drilled into it.
See, now.
I got a big skull.
Huge diesel blower. Coming out the side.
The association does not fuck with me. Just drive by. Actually, just drive by and keep going. Never mind this guy.
Now, we can all thank 28 Days Later for the...
That was terrible.
Now, wait a minute. 28 Days Later took the zombie genre and changed it. It brought in the fast-moving zombie.
Okay.
The bloodthirsty, vicious animals running.
Yeah, because...
They changed that. And the movie...
All the old stuff, you know, where they walked around like they were in a trance. You could just push them over.
Well, exactly.
That's what it was about Dawn of the Dead.
Return of the Living Dead. They were fast to Return of the Living Dead.
But not that fast. And they certainly weren't that vicious.
The Return of the Living Dead I really liked was 3 with Mindy Clark. When you know, remember that was a good one because it showed more of the psychological aspect of the girl who was dead and she and her boyfriend was trying to keep things, you know, normal and it just wasn't that one I liked.
Plus I like it when she started jabbing pieces of glass through her body.
That was
great.
Yeah, that was a good scene.
I geek out big time for zombie movies. Mm-hmm. You know, my all time favorite has to be Night of the Creeps. I mean, it's a classic.
Right. Okay.
I wish it would come out on DVD already. Right. But you know, I do geek out big for zombie movies, but movies like Saw and movies that take a little more intelligence to sit through and figure out.
I really do.
Those are the good ones.
The psychological horror, Insanity, anything about that is like, because Insanity is scary, man. Yeah, they're real. And I'm more into the supernatural side of it. You know, I like the like a good ghost story.
Yeah.
And I like, you know, vampire films are good. Yeah, even and you know what sucks is I like werewolf films a lot, but it's so hard to find a good one.
Yeah.
People
The Howling was awesome.
The Howling was okay. My favorite of all time is American Werewolf in London. That's the best. And followed quick soon up there by I like Bad Moon. If you've seen Bad Moon, was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Dog Soldiers.
The best part of American Werewolf in London had to be the ending where they switch over to the sub.
Blue.
Yeah. You know, my favorite
part
of that
was
the
music. You got to see the ending to see why the music is so funny.
Fantastic. Yeah.
I liked it when the wolf was walking through Piccadilly Circus and the double decker bus gets flipped over on its side.
Yeah.
That just rocked out.
Yeah. Was that John Landis? Was that? Did that one?
Yep.
John Landis.
I mean, if you were going to pick out a horror movie that was not mainstream, one that, or an older one that, you know, other than Werewolf, of course, what would you direct people to watch, especially with the, you know, holiday coming up?
Dude, see, now you're talking my forte here. I like the lower budget. There's an in between. Okay, there's the high production horror film. Mm-hmm. There's the low budget thing that, you know, you make in your fucking basement. You see these idiots. You go in any Hollywood now, and you can. And they're doing these DVDs with nice
covers. The covers look awesome.
They look great.
But
and
the movie
you turn them
blows.
Over, and then you put the fuck. It's like somebody shot it with a high 8 video camera.
What was the one out of Australia? The zombie movie.
Man,
I think it was called Undead. It's got the chick on the front. She's wearing a. You know the one I'm talking about? She's wearing
she's
the gas mask.
Already.
Did you actually watch that horrendous piece of shit?
It's amazing the crap that you get. Anybody can make a fucking movie these days. But then there's that middle section of movies That is maybe like usually Lionsgate. If I go right. into a video store, I'll flip it over. And if I see Lionsgate distributed, it's generally a good movie if it's a lower budget film. And that's my favorite genre right there, is that middle budget, because you get the best ideas. Matter of fact, just saw one, and I highly recommend you rent it. It's called House of Blood, and it's German made.
Okay.
Excellent idea. I don't want to mess it up, but it's a vampire thing. Mm. But you don't, like, the first hour of the film. Is it an hour? We watched it. Remember House of Blood? That was a good one. You know, with the old house and, you know, the people, the convicts.
She's got that deer in the headlights. Yeah, she's like, she's
the
like,
convicts.
Instinct or what's that recent one we saw?
Shit.
Oh, Imprint.
Yes.
Okay.
I've heard of this.
I forgot about that. This is a Masters of Horror thing. But this one, they don't show it on Showtime, and that's why I rented it. It said banned from cable broadcast on the DVD thing. And I'm like, I got to watch this. This thing was brutal. Imprint. Rent this. It's the Masters of Horror. I don't remember. It was a Japanese director. I forgot the guy's
name. Not Takashi Mike, was it?
There you go. Thank you.
I love Takashi Mike stuff.
Dude, this guy is brutal.
Fucking brutal.
This, I don't even want to. I don't want to mess it up.
Ichi's
this is
nuts.
One of the most disturbing things I've seen in a long time.
House of Blood.
And House of That House of Blood is a good vampire. This one is called Imprint, and it's one of the Masters of Horror. And those are really good, by the way.
Is that the one with the on the cover? It's got the eyeball with the barcode on the side.
No.
Which one's that?
The Imprint. Well, Imprint is based around a Japanese whorehouse.
Well, see, right there is going to be a winner.
Yeah, but it's twisted. It's a twisted fucking movie. Yeah. Oh my god, the thing. Yeah, I don't want to mess it up. I really don't. I want people to rent it.
A lot of the Japanese stuff, you know, like the original Ju-on or Ringu.
Well, that's the Ring and everything. And
but
what,
the newer
Grudge.
Stuff too is.
That's nothing like
that. Anyone? Oh, dude.
Really?
No.
It's just vicious?
No. This makes The Ring and, like, The Grudge sucked anyway. I didn't see Grudge 2, so I don't know. But the first Grudge I hated. But The Ring was good, you know. But it makes those look like fucking watching Sesame Street.
Really?
I'm dead serious. Go rent
House
Imprint.
Imprint.
House of Blood. House of Blood is good, but it's like the... I liked it a lot. It's a vampire film, but that's not what I'm talking about right now. Imprint is real good, man. And there was another one we just got to. But that's my...
Evil Bong, she's got her evil bong shirt on.
The full moon film.
Nice.
Always. I love full moon, man. Yeah. Subspecies movies are my favorite vampire films of all time.
Now you did wind up with the Radu.
I bought him,
how's
got
that?
Him for $100, man. He's sitting up on my desk and my ass is looking down at me. I love it.
My blade is sitting right there on the desk.
Yeah,
right
on my desk in my office. He's right on top.
Now, you guys, did you watch Evil Bong? I haven't had a chance to see it yet. And what did you think?
Yeah, we liked it. It was fun. It was a fun movie. It was a lighthearted stoner type of comedy. It wasn't really anything, you know. It's like the Evil Bong thing, and there's nothing scary about it, but it wasn't supposed to be, I think. It was just meant to be kind of a spoof and a fun thing. And we had a good time watching it. I liked it.
What is one probably to you, it's the scariest creature you've seen in any horror film?
The scariest, like, monster, movie monster? Wow, man. Okay. Well, you know, here's the thing. This kind of splits into two categories, because the conventional kind of supernatural monster is obviously a far-fetched idea in a realist's mind. Mm-hmm. But in anyone who's really into this thing, we can buy into it, we can pretend it exists, we can have fun. So I like werewolves a lot, you know what I mean? They're cool vampires, of course. But the scariest, honestly, like, when you talk about things like the Saw movie, when just some nutcase out there is doing horrendous things to people, that could actually happen. That's pretty damn scary. But as far as a supernatural type creature, I think the coolest, more original monster from a movie would have to be the Creeper from Jeepers Creepers. I like
that thing is pretty nasty.
Okay,
you know what the scariest?
I liked as far as, like, you know, you got your Jasons and your Freddys and your, you know,
you got your
I got a scary one too.
Pinheads and which I love Hellraiser. So I'm a big fan. You know, Nightbreed was good. You remember they had about diverse monsters.
Jeez, talk about old school, Clive Barker
now we're talking. Yeah, Nightbreed was a good one. But as far as, like, newer films and monsters from, you know, recognizable icons, I liked the Creeper a lot. Mm-hmm. He was an original idea, and I like that. I mean, horror is so outdone to death, but we all like it. So, you know what I mean? When they keep feeding us these characters and creatures, we go for it.
Are we comfortable?
You okay?
We had some repositioning going on there. I'd cut it out of the corner of my eye.
I think the character scares to me, and I can't think of the name of the film.
Or
you're
missed
gonna remember what it is.
Probably.
It's this little black creature.
Little black creature.
That goes
Michael Jackson?
And kills.
Oh, never mind.
He's
not
white.
Black anymore.
That was fucked up.
Yeah. It's the
you seen him lately?
It's an 80s movie. And it's a little thing, and they throw it in the oven, and they're fucking cooking in this motherfucker.
Oh, oh, oh. We saw it at it's a full moon movie.
It's
part
a full
of,
moon movie.
The,
it's
the Ginger Dad thing.
No, not Ginger,
not Ginger Dad.
It's
older.
God, the little African tiki guy with a bone through his nose.
Oh, okay.
God,
yeah.
What the fuck movie
you're right,
was that?
I can't, yeah, I know what you're talking about now.
That little fucker.
Yeah, but I know that's
like one of the puppet, almost like the puppet mask.
Yeah, almost. For me, it was a movie back in 90. I pulled it up on the screen. Hardware. Do you remember this one? The robot that the guy brought home for his girlfriend, and then he left.
Vaguely.
And then it freaked. The whole movie, you never saw the whole thing. You saw bits and pieces. It was a dark apartment, and it had destroyed the any of the lights. She's running from this thing. It's got a chainsaw. It's got a blade. It's got a knife. It's flipping out. And the last scene is it corners her in the bathroom, and then the whole movie's been dark, and this is this hugely lit fluorescent bathroom, and she's fighting it in the fucking shower, and this thing was just fucking and tearing into her.
Oh, wow.
For a week, I could not go in the bathroom, turn on the light, look around, walk out.
Mm. I was like that with, like I said, Dawn of the Dead. That those were scary fucking zombies, man, because, you know, they're just coming at you like they're superhuman, you know what I mean? And that was scary. I'll tell you what, though. One of my favorite scenes in a horror movie as far as shocking, you all right?
Yeah, I just realized that it's getting colder in here, and I turned on the heat.
Oh, well.
See? The fuck?
See, for me, was soft.
Sorry.
He really wanted to see boobs, too.
I did. Oh, wow. I'm a big fan of boobs.
Well, are we all?
Of course.
Except for
anyway,
this guy, apparently.
The most shocking scene I would recommend you watch comes from The Exorcist 3 with George C. Scott. Did we see this? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about, then? In the Exorcist 3, there's a very shocking scene that I think is one of the top best scares.
I'm not one for horror films, so I.
You didn't see it? Okay, yeah. You saw actually the third Exorcist. Where the killer was jumping from body to body in the old folks' home. Well, if you remember, there was a scene where they were monitoring this old folks' home because people were getting killed late night, and there was a cop, it was a dark hallway, and everybody was in their rooms, and there was a security guard sitting in a chair, and he got up, and there was one nurse, making the rounds, and you saw her, and it was just one straight shot of the hallway, and the camera stilled it. And the security guard was in the chair over here. He got up and walked away for a minute. This nurse is going like this from room to room, checking things. And as she gets farther down the hallway, she goes into a room and turns around and comes out. And as soon as she comes out, this figure cloaked in white follows her with these like garden shears.
The hedge clippers.
The hedge clippers.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I'm getting chills right now talking about it. That scene shocked the hell out of me because I said, you're just watching this nurse and totally fell for it. Watching this nurse go in and out, and all of a sudden, the camera zooms right in on this fucking thing, and it's like this music hits you, and it does. You actually see her head get cut off because she walks into the other room, and that thing just follows her that fast. Sorry, I hit the mic.
That's okay.
And that was an insanely shocking scene in the
movie. Just the fact that it just did something
you didn't see it coming.
You didn't see it coming.
And the look of the figure was creepy too, because you couldn't even see it. It was all cloaked in white. You couldn't see its face.
It was just
like draped in white, and it just came out with these fucking hedge clippers and went out behind the nurse.
All right. Give us the top three movies in your opinion that people have to go see this Halloween.
Oh God, like new ones?
Anything. DVD, movies, you name it. Laserdisc, break it
well,
out.
I'm like
films
I
to
said,
steal
man.
From the movie store.
I hate to repeat myself, but House of Blood, I like that a lot.
House of Blood?
Imprint. I mean, if you want to have a tough time sleeping, I don't want to give it away. I want to say something about it, but if you whatever. It's disturbing. Let's just put it that way. Okay. Imprint. The Masters of Horror thing. Imprint. House of Blood. And, a third one. This is tough because now I've got so many I want to recommend. I'm stuck now. I'll come up with one. I'm thinking.
Got to go something old school.
I'm thinking maybe I'll go older.
Pumpkinhead was always twisted.
There's a new one tomorrow. Do you know there's a new Pumpkinhead? No. Original sci-fi Pumpkinhead coming on tomorrow night.
Okay, but what happened when sci-fi
did the original Pumpkinhead? We just watched the original Pumpkinhead
fucking creepy.
The day before. Pumpkinhead was a great movie. I love that one a lot. So there you go. Yep. Yes, I like Pumpkinhead.
House of Blood, Imprint, and Pumpkinhead.
Yeah, those are the three.
Are you going to go and see the Horror Fest at all this next couple of weeks? From the 10th, I think they said, to the end of the month. Wasn't Lionsgate, another company that had basically done about 8 or 9 different horror films, could never find distribution for them. They're distributing them all themselves.
Oh, yeah. And that's right. I saw the preview of that just the other day, and they're showing. There's 8 different ones, and they're showing them. Are they all putting them all together?
They'll be separate movies.
They'll be
as far as
scattered
I can
around theaters, and it's only for like so many days. Oh, definitely. I saw that on preview. It looked really good.
You know what? Let me pull up the horrorfest.com.
Actually, we're starting to run out of time, we have to say thank you very much for coming in one more time.
Say hi,
ladies.
To the girls. They
didn't
get to say much.
Hi.
They just kind of hang out and look pretty. It's eye candy.
Yeah, it's just, they just on the arms.
Anything to say, guys? Anything at all?
Anything?
She's crazy.
She's crazy.
She's crazy.
Lucretia's crazy.
All right. Tell us.
Succubus and Lucretia over there from the Midnight Massacre Theater.
Yeah, definitely, guys.
Oh, I got one more thing. Now, okay. Oh. I'm doing something Sunday night. It's for a radio station in town. Should I mention it?
Go ahead.
Go for it.
I'm going to be on the air on 107.5 mm-hmm. on Extreme Radio doing the amateur hour Sunday night.
Really?
Yeah. So they picked your demo?
Yeah. Night. Well, they, Homie and a couple guys are friends of mine over there. I used to be in a band many years ago, and Homie was a good supporter of my band. So I've known Homie for a while. And they planned it so I could go in just before Halloween because they knew what I wanted to play. I'm going to be playing like nothing but evil black satanic black metal.
Nice. Yes.
I'm playing like Cradle of Filth, Dima Borgir, Marduk, stuff like Dark Funeral.
Sounds like my stuff.
You know, couple, yeah.
You got at least one Cannibal Corpse in there?
No, you know what? I'm sorry, but I'm more apt to black metal than death metal.
Got it, okay. Mm-hmm.
I like the atmosphere more in black metal. So death metal is not really my forte. I mean, I like Cannibal was a good band, but
I would look at Wikipedia to see the difference between black metal.
black metal is darker, more gothic, and more atmospheric than death metal is just straight grind.
Basically take Metallica when they were good and speed it up.
There you go.
That's really what it is. Good. Can you throw a shout out to Spankwagon for us?
Absolutely.
When you're on the air?
That'd be big, sweet. Thank you. Big, yeah. Oh yeah, I will. I'll do that for you.
If we can get through, I don't know if they're gonna let you take calls. If we can get through, we'll call in.
Would you?
Yeah. Okay. Hell yeah.
Yeah, we'll try.
I'm going to. I'm definitely the reason I wanted to do it for the biggest reason is to pump my show. I want to give my show a nice plug on the air. And they figured it's Halloween, the best time to do it. Homie was real cool. He's like, yeah, just come in. He'll do the amateur hour around Sunday. And I sent him an email and everything. And set it up and
so people in the Southern Nevada area. I know that goddamn radio station reaches freaking everywhere.
Yeah, they do.
That's 107.5 and
Extreme,
I think
107.5.
I think they have a web stream.
Yeah, you
too.
Can stream it off the website too. Yeah, I think it's extremeradio.fm.
I think something like that.
Google it.
Yeah.
You bitches know how to use it.
Yeah, check that out. That'll be cool. I'm gonna be given the Vegas airwaves and much needed. Little dose of some dark, heavy, evil
it's
music.
It's
going to
be a nice
something non-formula.
Never has been played on Extreme. It's going to be the most darkest, evil night they've ever experienced. I don't think they'll ever let me back in that.
Yeah, I was going to say, how many calls do you think you're going to get on that one, huh?
A lot. I hope so.
That'll be great.
I hope so.
Guys, thank you for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
And let's go ahead and shut this mother down. Play the music.
All righty. Let me turn on the... Let me cue the music,
Bye.
Got to cue it.
Bye! Anything else? Anything at all?
See you in hell, sinners.
Nice.
Jesus.
I think he pissed himself.
It wasn't piss.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spank Wagon Radio. That's the sign for everybody.
Spank Wagon Radio.
As we kill our mics.
Fuck it. It's been a great
night. Oh, my God. Awesome show. Hey, I've been your host, Trencher.
And I've been the happy hard-on Murphy.
And I'm Decaf.
All right. We got a lot of people we need to thank for helping us get out there. First off, a big thank you to LV Rocks and LVRocks.com for allowing us to play in their studios. Hey, let's give a big mad props to our syndicates. First off, Flash FM, because I forgot them the past few weeks. Flash FM out of the United Kingdom. Don't forget Door From Hell Radio, Fox FM, KC Host Radio Network, and maybe they'll pay their bandwidth bill, Lips 106.
Lips defunct. Hey, can I do mad preps, see if I can do it all in one breath?
That's props. A lot of mad props. But
here we go.
Okay, ready?
Mad props to Blue Buddha, BNM, Cho One Work, Chris 109, Erect Disc 40, Lady Juke, September the Juke, Toe, Toodle Nuggets, Virtual One, Jelly, and everybody else who left before the show was over.
To every single one of our listeners,
mad props!
Bitches.
All right, and with that, don't forget spankwagon.net, and if we're not live,
you'll find us in the archive.
And you can get to us at podcast.lbrocks.com.
Don't forget to go to myspace.com/spankwagon. We want to be your friend.
And a huge thank you to our guests tonight. Big monster fucking mad props to Grant Imahara.
Yeah, yeah.
The Sinister Minister.
Yeah, yeah.
And his bitches. God, those girls are hot, aren't they?
They are so hot. Yeah. All right. So everybody listening, we will be back next week, hopefully with lots less popping and cracking.
See ya.